This is Northland Angler, the Northland Tackle Podcast.
Checking in with Bob Jensen from Fishing the Midwest, one of the great anglers out there. Bob, it's great to have you back on the show. Thanks.
I always enjoy it, Kev. Thanks for the opportunity.
So, you know, you do this Fishing the Midwest show, which means you go where you hear the hot bites are. Where have you been this summer?
We have been in a number of places. You know, Mike Frisch and I are working together now, and Mike's been doing more of the shows this year so far. But we've been, my last trip was to central Minnesota, the Alexandria area, and we caught walleyes and bass in the weed line. It was, the bite was a little bit slower, but they were nice fish. We caught them on Strike King deep crankbaits along the weed line, and that's a really good way to catch them this time of the year. You know, the weed line in many lakes is just the center of activity for a wide variety of species of fish, and the key is cover water until you find them, then slow down and work them over good.
Okay. One of the things we've had going on here in Bemidji is a walleye bite that just won't quit on Lake Bemidji. It's been solid all summer. Are you noticing that elsewhere?
Very regional. Some lakes it's going good. Other lakes, you know, a little bit slower. Clear Lake here in north central Iowa has become one of the real premier fisheries across the Midwest. They did a lake renovation here about 10 years ago and changed the dynamics of the lake completely. And now the walleye bite has just been real consistent all year. Northland spinner rigs in particular haven't taken a ton of fish.
Okay. One of the things I think also contributes to this is just a vastly more knowledgeable angler out there.
As anglers, we have become more knowledgeable, and the equipment is so much better. I constantly refer back to the day, you know, in the 80s when I started, late 70s, early 80s when I started. You know, we had a tiller boat, 50-horse motor, flashers on the back and the front, and electric motor in the back and the front, and we could not imagine how things could get any better. You know, that was just as good as it gets, and how does it get better? And it did.
That's the truth, Bob. I mean, it's all aspects of life we're seeing technological advances, but it sure has made fishing a lot different than it was, like you say, back in the 80s or when I was a kid back in the 70s.
I know, and I'm a dinosaur, and I plead guilty to that. I resist change, but, oh, boy. Yeah, no, I mean, the sonar units we use Raymarine units, and they just draw you a picture. You know what's down there. You know that there are fish down there. And, again, back in the day, we had flashers, and you'd kind of get an idea there's probably some fish down there, but the pictures, it would be there and it'd be gone. Now it's there, and we can see it, and we know. We just went over a bunch of fish. We turn around and go back over them, and we know they're down there. So now it's a matter of giving them what they want. They don't always want to eat what we want to give them, so we've got to give them a lot of choices. And if you're on fish and you can see them in your sonar and they're not hitting, do something different. And eventually, if they're not responding to what you're doing, do something different. Eventually, you'll find something they want to eat.
Okay. Well, it's early August. Generally, it's going to be what they call the dog days. So give us kind of a scenario. What should we be looking for as far as where they're going to be and what would be the first choice to throw at them?
You know, again, I like to start on the weed line. And that's one of the things in the summer. You know, sometimes some species do get a little tougher to catch than others. I just like to fish for largemouth bass in the summer. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, this time of year, they seem to be willing to bite largemouth and smallmouth both. They seem to have an attitude where they just want to get caught. And I like to get in the weed line. I like to take a slurp jig and tip it with plastic and work that weed line and then also throw crankbaits. And if you're stuck in walleyes, something we've been doing a lot more lately is using puppet minnows in the deeper water. Again, find the fish those puppet minnows vertically, and I'll tell you what, we've just had really good success doing that.
Wow. That puppet minnow, I have heard that talked about probably more than any other bait the last 2 years.
Yeah. How deep are you catching the walleyes in Bemidji?
A lot of people still around 9 feet.
Oh, and it's still shallow.
Yeah.
That puppet minnow does a good job in deeper water, at least for me. But that's where I've had my most experience with it. You know, the deeper water. We did a show last year with the puppet minnow, and we were fishing 17 to 22-foot depths. And that's what it's meant for. Although a few years ago, when we first started using puppet minnows in open water, puppet minnows were designed for ice fishing. But I was in South Dakota, fishing, and we were fishing deeper water, and I'd heard about the puppet minnow catching open water walleyes, and I just tied one on. And, you know, you're supposed to vertically jig them straight up and down. But one of the guys in the boat did not know that, and he was casting, and he was catching more fish than we were. So that puppet minnow might, you know, I haven't done it in the shallow water yet as far as casting, but, you know, it might work. That might be something to try next time you're out on a midget, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of people are using it. A lot of people are swearing by it. The puppet minnow is doing great. It's another great lure by Northland Tackle.
I know. Northland does such a good job of innovating baits. And, you know, again, the puppet minnow was designed to fish straight up and down on an ice wall. But the walleyes, I mean, if they eat it in the winter, they're going to eat it in the summer as well.
Sure, absolutely. I go back to what you said a few minutes ago. We talked about this, I think, maybe last year, the year before. Keeping an open mind and realizing there's more than one fish to catch.
Yeah. Especially in Minnesota, especially in the Bemidji area, you've got it all. You really do, except trout and salmon and that sort of thing. You've got it all up there. And there are just some days when the walleyes don't want to bite and the bass will. And I guarantee you, I'd rather catch a bunch of bass than not catch any walleyes. And, you know, switch baits and also switch lakes. You know, I mean, sometimes on a real clear day, a lake with stained water might be better. On a cloudy day, that Clearwater Lake might be better. But there are just some days when some lakes are better, and there are some days when some species are just more receptive to getting caught. So be versatile. Try different things. And if you do that, you know, some people, they're walleye fishermen. And that's fine if you like to catch walleyes, that's fine. But I'm just a fisherman. I just want to catch something. I don't care if it's walleyes or bass or northern pike or crappies, whatever. I just want to catch something. So I think it's important to have an open mind, be versatile, be flexible, try different things, try different species, and if you do that, you're going to enjoy your fishing even more.
Okay. Well, you know where we're at, and you know that most of us in this neck of the woods have probably fished the big five, Bemidji, Cass, Winnie, Red, and Leech. So expand our horizons. You fished a lot of lakes throughout the Midwest. Send us on a vacation somewhere. Where should we go to try something unique and new?
A relatively short drive would be Kabatogama. Yeah, no, Kabatogama up in the Voyageurs National Park. Not too far from International Falls. I fished Cab a number of times throughout the years. It's just an outstanding walleye lake. It's got crappies. It's got tremendous smallmouth bass. The northern pike in there, and we don't fish the northern pike too much, but when we get one, it's a nice one, and we see lots of them following our walleyes to the boat. And it's also got huge perch. Cab is just one of those lakes where lots of islands. It's a real wilderness feel. And you go around the corner and you don't know if you're going to see a family of otters or a moose or a bear or you see deer all the time. You see all sorts of birds, you know, eagles and ducks. And it's just a beavers. You see all sorts of wildlife. It's just a great lake. And you can catch the walleyes. Again, it's known as a walleye lake. You know, it's got a slot, but there are a good number of eaters in the lake. And you'll get some big ones, too.
Okay. I've heard, you know, I've never fished that lake, but I've heard great things about it, and it's one of those places I need to get to one of these days.
Yeah, it's an outstanding fishery.
Well, where have you spent the most time on this summer?
Clear Lake here in north central Iowa. It's close to home, and it's an outstanding fishery. Like I said, we're catching the walleyes good there. But Clear Lake is one of those lakes that really gives me optimism for the future. Clear Lake, when I was a kid growing up, it was a bullhead lake. I mean, to catch a walleye was a big deal. It was a bullhead lake. And they renovated it about 10 years ago. And there's two ends. There's the big lake and the little lake. And the little lake is on the west side of the lake. It used to be a 4-foot mud wall. I mean, 4 foot all the way across. And they got these things in there that suck the mud out. And the silt and that sort of thing, and dumped it out in the land here a mile and a half away. And now the west side of Clear Lake is like a Minnesota lake. It's got depths to 30 feet. It's got structure, you know, real noticeable drop-offs. The water quality has improved a lot. There was a marsh running into Clear Lake. They filtered the marsh out, and they planted lots of vegetation, which filters the silt from coming in. And the water quality has improved. We're getting vegetation in deeper water there now. The crappie population has exploded. We're seeing more largemouth bass and the walleyes. I mean, and the bullheads are gone. The bullheads are completely gone because there's a lot more predator fish, and they eat the bullheads. And the bullheads, now it's more likely to catch a walleye than a bullhead. You don't catch bullheads up there anymore.
Wow. That is quite a turnaround.
Yeah, it really gives me hope. We can do something. We can do something to improve the fisheries. It takes a commitment, but we can do something to improve fisheries. And by the same token, fishing over the past number of years in many areas has just improved so much. You know, and a lot of it is, like we talked earlier, anglers are more knowledgeable. We're just better fishermen, and the equipment is better. But the fisheries in many situations are better, too. I mean, back in the day, I used to live in the Bemidji area, and I guided for muskies and that, and walleyes and that sort of thing. And back then, to catch a 50-inch muskie was a big deal, and it still is. But it happens, you know, much more frequently now than it did back then. And the opportunity to catch a truly big walleye is better, to catch truly big largemouth and smallmouth bass are better. There are areas of concern, but, you know, for the most part, we've got a lot to be very optimistic about.
We really do, you know. And the one area of concern up here is the spread of AIS. We're seeing a lot of that lately. What about throughout the rest of the Midwest? What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Zebra mussels are everywhere. They're everywhere. And, you know, I mean, they're cleaning up the water, and they're allowing weeds to develop in deeper water, vegetation. And the fisheries are changing. And whereas, years ago we'd catch them in 10 feet of water, now they're moving out to that 15, 18 foot of water just because the water's clearer. They're still there. We just have to change our fishing techniques.
That's a fact, and we've seen that, of course, on Cass Lake in particular. It's much more low light than it used to be, and it always was fairly low light. It's even worse. And then in Winnie, yeah, where they are has adjusted, and I think they have finally, Angler sounds like they've finally figured that out where they are now.
Night fishing has become a bigger deal. Mm-hmm. You know, night fishing has become more popular just because, you know, in those real clear water lakes, the bite is at night, you know, and trolling crankbaits and, you know, some of the biggest walleyes I ever caught. One of the biggest walleyes I ever caught was trolling crankbaits at night on leech. It was in the fall when the Cisco and Tulibee were up spawning and pulling crankbaits. I mean, we used to catch a lot of walleyes on crankbaits at night fishing from shore and leech. But one of the biggest ones I ever caught was on a crankbait out there just off from City Beach at night. You know, so we have to refine our techniques.
Okay. Bob, if we want to see what's going on Fishing in the Midwest, how can we watch it or see it? Is it online?
Yeah, our shows are online, fishingthemidwest.com. We are making shows now. We air them in the winter months, the first quarter, January, February, March. But you can see shows, past episodes of Fishing the Midwest online, fishingthemidwest.com.
All right. Bob Jensen from Fishing the Midwest joining me today, giving me the scoop on what's going on. Bob, we love talking to you. Thanks for taking the time today.
Always enjoy it, Kev. Keep up the good work.